And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Perrotta, born in Garwood, New Jersey, 1961, grew up in blue-collar Newark. He idolized Bruce Springsteen growing up. One of his teachers encouraged him to go to Yale, which he never would have considered, but he did. Though when he was at Yale, he spent his summer vacations working on garbage trucks. And when he started writing novels, he didn't want to get too far from his New Jersey roots. He said, "I like to write simply and clearly. I never wanted to write for the guys I met in college. I wanted to write for the guys I grew up with who weren't literary sophisticates. I have an allergy to fancy writing." His books include Election, Little Children, and The Abstinence Teacher. It's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, the movie director, born London, 1899, son of a greengrocer who was very strict. And once, when the boy was 5 years old and misbehaved, his father sent him to the police station and they locked the little boy in a cell to teach him a lesson. Hitchcock was so terrified, he was afraid of the police for the rest of his life, rarely drove a car so that he could not be pulled over by them. Famous for his suspense movies, Rebecca, Notorious, Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, The Birds, a director who knew exactly how he wanted the entire film to look as soon as he was finished with the script. He married his assistant in 1926, Alma Revel, and they worked together. She went over and over the script. She was his editor. And despite the rumors of Hitchcock falling in love with his leading ladies, the two of them remained married until Hitchcock died more than 50 years later. When he got a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1979, Hitchcock said that he wanted to thank four people: the first, a film editor; the second, a scriptwriter; the third, the mother of my daughter, Pat; and the fourth, as fine a cook as ever performed miracles in a kitchen, and their names are Alma Revel. Alfred Hitchcock, who, soon after he came to America from England, went out to the 21 Club in New York, ordered a steak dinner, followed by an ice cream parfait, then another steak and another ice cream, and then the entire thing one more time, and then a cup of tea and a glass of brandy. He told his companions, "There are two kinds of eating, eating to sustain and eating for pleasure. I eat for pleasure." He had a full wine cellar in his home in Los Angeles, loved Burgundy wines. Alfred Hitchcock, who said, "The length of a film should be directly related to the endurance of the human bladder." Here's a poem for today by May Sarton, "A Glass of Water." "Here is a glass of water from my well. It tastes of rock and root and earth and rain. It is the best I have, my only spell, and it is cold and better than champagne. Perhaps someone will pass this house one day to drink and be restored and go his way. Someone in dark confusion, as I was when I drank down cold water in a glass, drank a transparent health to keep me sane after the bitter mood had gone again." A Glass of Water by May Sarton, from Collected Poems 1930 to 1993, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.